The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's only 4 days until Palm Sunday and the beginning of Holy Week. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Wednesday, March 29th, 2023, Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Wednesday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Bertold. He lived in the 12th century and is considered by some to be the founder of the Carmelite order. He was born in Limoges, France, and proved a brilliant student at the University of Paris. He was ordained a priest and joined his brother Emeric, the Latin Patriarch of Antioch in Turkey, on the Crusades. On Mount Carmel, he found a group of hermits. He joined them and established a rule. Emeric appointed Bertold the first Carmelite superior general. Bertold tried to reform the Christian soldiers in the region, having had a vision of Christ, and he headed the Carmelites for 45 years. St. Bertold died in 1195. St. Bertold, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. God, you know the desires of our hearts for authentic peace, justice, and love. I offer you my prayers, thoughts, words, actions, joys, and sufferings today, together with Jesus, who continues to offer himself to us in the Eucharist, who continues to reveal himself to us in the poor, the oppressed, the marginalized, the unborn, the most vulnerable in our world. May your Holy Spirit be my guide and strength today, so that I may be a witness to your love, your justice, and your peace, and to the sanctity of each human life. Together with Mary, our mother, sister, and friend, she who carried the Savior in her womb, with all the communion of saints, and with all of us who offer ourselves to you for the good of others today, we pray. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for those who have suffered harm from members of the Church. May they find within the Church herself a concrete response to their pain and suffering. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the Gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. We have followed you to the temple, Jesus, after the incidents of yesterday, your encounter with the accusers of the adulterous woman. It seems you have much teaching in store for me, and for this I have come today, meeting you at the treasure of the temple, or wherever I am now during these 10 precious minutes with you, Jesus. Some of us have believed you, and thus you begin to say, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If, what a big if this is, Jesus. You say if we continue in your word. I can't fail but notice the conditional you place, if. Such a way that you, Jesus, you don't guarantee any one of us a definitive continuing or remaining in your word. Doesn't it reflect somehow the power of freedom of choice I possess? If you continue in my word, you say. And you say three things will follow. You are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. These three things depend on if I continue your word. It's been 5 weeks exactly since we started this season of Lent. And here I am, Jesus, returning to you, and you lay this condition for me. How can I follow you till the end? How can I continue your word? Jesus, help me if you continue in my word, you say, because some have started and have fallen away. And I also ask you pardon on your behalf, Jesus. Of these three things that you say that depend on continuing in your word, It seems that the one that resonates more with those listening to you, Jesus, is the last one. The truth will make you free. They answered Jesus, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it that you say you will be made free? Who doesn't value his or her freedom?" I ask all of us. Let's even pause and ask your interlocutors, Jesus, is it true that they have never been in bondage to anyone? If these are Jews speaking, therefore the Israelites, what of Joseph in captivity to the Egyptians, followed by the entire family of the Israelites going into Egypt until the liberation at the Passover? Who still remembers they are going to exile to Babylon for a long time, for decades? Now, what of the current political dispensation and the subjugation of the Romans? Actually, whoever claims not to have been in any bondage must be away from the truth. Permit me to share a personal experience, apparently tragic, yet helps me to value freedom from bondage. I have been in police custody. Father, you? Yes. So how? Actually, for want of time, I'll summarize, but it happened years ago as a university student. I was volunteering in a boys' center to teach some materials and mentor the boys on virtues. A man unseen before came apparently for inquiries about the center, but he seemed unsatisfied with the whole thing. Then, showing his irritation by endless questioning, he eventually took it upon himself to arrest me using his bodyguards. After my resisting his arrest, because I couldn't tell who was who, he dashed out of the house threatening, only to come back some time later accompanied by armed policemen in two trucks who gently came, inviting a superior coordinator of the center and me as well to their station for a brief interrogation. So we followed. At the station, we were put behind the counter to answer for ourselves. Meanwhile, we had been accused of kidnapping, so we are told. The time went by past 5 in the evening as we resisted the intimidation by the police and their superior. The matter got worse because I was finally led to the cell to be locked up behind bars with others who were awaiting trial. It was dark, I remember, and also were maltreated by one of the inmates. The disturbing issue was even that I didn't know the identity of the man who had started all this. He refused to answer the previous question I made to him, "Who are you?" It had gone dark and I was still in police custody, instigated by one unknown man, and there without any hope of being released that day or the next or even ever. I remember Jesus praying to you to save me, to release me from this bondage, from this captivity, knowing that I'm a son of God. Anyway, later I was led out of the cell after some 3 hours of being held in police cell. I got to know the man behind all this. A high figure in the nation's politics. It is true I fought with thoughts of hatred against him for the injustice suffered, but I got to understand his anxiety over the safety of his son. What had happened on arrival from a trip, he hadn't found his son because he kept on searching for him everywhere until he came to the center where the son was or had gone to for the first time, invited by his friends. When the father had expressed all that anger on us, abandoning us to the police, he had gone home to rest. Luckily for us, some patrons of the center paid him a quick visit to clarify matters, only for this man to learn that this same center where his son had gone to was of the same spirit, that of Opus Dei, as the private hospital where his ailing mother was being affectionately cared for. And on learning that, he got up and rectified. He himself came to the station to effect our release. I was set free. How come these people say we were never in bondage to anyone? So no need to be made free. Jesus, as a good teacher, as a good brother and friend, you remind me clearly of any bondage I have. Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not continue in the house forever. The son continues forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Therefore, Jesus, you are saying, sin brings bondage. Committing sin means slavery to sin, which cuts one off from dwelling in the house forever, unhappiness, not attaining one's goal, being frustrated forever, not dwelling in the house of the Lord. Whereas, continuing in your word, Jesus, freely out of love entails happiness, the joy and freedom of the children of God. Who doesn't want to be free? And therefore, who doesn't want to be happy? Jesus, you're saying a lot here. But I can retain the fundamental thing about your lesson on freedom. One, the truth will make you free. Two, the Son makes you free. Thus, you will be free indeed. Actually, one can identify the truth with the Son. I have this powerful quote by St. Jose Maria Escrivá, where he comments on this statement of our Lord, Veritas liberabit vos. The truth will set you free. What truth is this which opens for us the way to freedom and gives it meaning throughout our lives? I will sum it up for you with the joy and certainty of creatures who have a close relationship with God. 1. Knowing that we have come from the hands of God. 2. That the Blessed Trinity looks upon us with predilection. 3. That we are children of so great a Father. I ask my Lord to help us decide to take this truth to heart, to savor it day after day. Only then will we be acting freely. Don't forget, anyone who does not realize that he is a child of God is unaware of the deepest truth about himself and lacks in his behavior the dominion and self-mastery proper to those who love the Lord above all things. On preparing for this meditation, I had asked myself, and what burden or what bondage am I in? And after a quick check, I realized the need to go for confession. And what freedom, what experience of freedom, of happiness I tasted. I don't blame that boy who, after a good confession, before leaving, remarked, I feel lighter. And it's true. That is the experience. Why don't you make up your mind to do a good confession one of these days as we approach the Easter celebrations? Another way of also embracing the truth and therefore attaining freedom that Jesus guarantees us and promises us is to accept or to even make correction to someone close to us whom we notice is derailing. We can also reconcile with someone whom perhaps we are not in good terms with by speaking up, maybe even apologizing on admitting the truth that I went wrong somewhere. It's true that the interlocutors of our Lord will keep on arguing with him. We are descendants of Abraham, and we have never been in bondage. So why do you say that you will make us free? Jesus, you go on to confront them with their sin. Inasmuch as they are sinning, they still harbor sin in their hearts. They are in bondage to sin. If you were Abraham's children, you will do what Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth which I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You do what your father did. And then they began to ask themselves, who is our father? Actually, our father is Abraham. We are not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded and came forth from God. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. We see this conditional that you put Jesus, if God were your father. Therefore, as a child of God, as one free, also growing to attain the freedom of the child of God, well, it means I'm going to love you, Jesus. I'm going to remain in your word. I'm going to be truly your disciple. These days, as Lent is drawing to an end, and as we enter into these celebrations of the mysteries of our salvation, may we be determined once more, may we be resolute on following Jesus in spite of the sacrifice it entails. But Jesus tells us that embracing this truth will lead to our authentic freedom, which is our salvation. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 17 past the hour on Daybreak. It's Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this day of prayer with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
I love you, Lord, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my Savior. My God is the rock where I take refuge, my shield, my mighty help, my stronghold. The Lord is worthy of all praise. When I call, I am saved from my foes. The waves of death rose about me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The snares of the grave entangled me. The traps of death confronted me. In my anguish, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came to his ears.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own.
Then the earth reeled and rocked. The mountains were shaken to their base. They reeled at his terrible anger. Smoke came forth from his nostrils, and scorching fire from his mouth. Coals were set ablaze by its heat. He lowered the heavens and came down, a black cloud under his feet. He came enthroned on the cherubim. He flew on the wings of the wind. He made the darkness his covering, the dark waters of the clouds his tent. A brightness shone out before him with hailstones and flashes of fire. The Lord thundered in the heavens. The Most High let his voice be heard. He shot his arrows, scattered the foe, flashed his lightnings and put them to flight. The bed of the ocean was revealed. The foundations of the world were laid bare at the thunder of your threat, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your anger. From on high he reached down and seized me. He drew me forth from the mighty waters. He snatched me from my powerful foe, from my enemies whose strength I could not match. They assailed me in the day of my misfortune, but the Lord was my support. He brought me forth into freedom. He saved me because he loved me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
He rewarded me because I was just, repaid me for my hands were clean, for I have kept the way of the Lord and have not fallen away, for his judgments are all before me. I have never neglected his commands. I have always been upright before him. I have kept myself from guilt. He repaid me because I was just, and my hands were clean in his eyes. You are loving with those who love you. You show yourself perfect with the perfect. With the sincere, you show yourself sincere, but the cunning you outdo in cunning. For you save a humble people, but humble the eyes that are proud. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, who lightens my darkness. With you I can break through any barrier. With my God, I can scale any wall.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, our strength and salvation, put in us the flame of your love and make our love for you grow to a perfect love which reaches to our neighbor.
Lord, kindle a light for my eyes and scatter my darkness.
Turn back to the Lord and do penance.
Be renewed in heart and spirit.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Beloved, even though we speak in this way, we are persuaded of better things in your regard, things pointing to your salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him by your service, past and present, to his holy people. Our desire is that each of you show the same zeal to the end, fully assured of that for which you hope. Do not grow lazy, but imitate those who, through faith and patience, are inheriting the promises. When God made his promise to Abraham, he swore by himself, having no one greater to swear by, and said, "I will indeed bless you and multiply you." And so, after patient waiting, Abraham obtained what God had promised. Men swear by someone greater than themselves. An oath gives firmness to a promise and puts an end to all argument. God, wishing to give the heirs of his promise even clearer evidence that his purpose would not change, guaranteed it by oath. so that by two things that are unchangeable, in which he could not lie, we who have taken refuge in him might be strongly encouraged to seize the hope which is placed before us. Like a sure and firm anchor, that hope extends beyond the veil through which Jesus, our forerunner, has entered on our behalf, being made high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Jesus, our forerunner, has passed beyond the veil on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever of the order of Melchizedek.
For all eternity, he lives and intercedes for us.
Because he can never lose his priesthood, there is no limit to his power to save all who come to God through him.
For all eternity, he lives and intercedes for us.
From a commentary on the Psalms by St. Augustine, Bishop. God can give no greater gift to men than to make his word, through whom he created all things, their head, and to join them to him as his members, so that the word might be both Son of God and Son of Man, one God with the Father and one man with all men. The result is that when we speak with God in prayer, we do not separate the Son from him. And when the body of the Son prays, it does not separate its head from itself. It is the one Savior of his body, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who prays for us and in us and is himself the object of our prayers. He prays for us as our priest. He prays in us as our head. He is the object of our prayers as our God. Let us then recognize both our voice in his and his voice in ours. When something is said, especially in prophecy, about the Lord Jesus Christ that seems to belong to a condition of lowliness unworthy of God, we must not hesitate to ascribe this condition to one who did not hesitate to unite himself with us. Every creature is his servant, for it was through him that every creature came to be. We contemplate his glory and divinity when we listen to these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made. Here we gaze on the divinity of the Son of God. Something supremely great and surpassing all the greatness of his creatures. Yet in other parts of the scriptures, we hear him as one sighing, praying, giving praise and thanks. We hesitate to attribute these words to him because our minds are slow to come down to his humble level when we have just been contemplating him in his divinity. It is as though we were doing him an injustice and acknowledging in a man the words of one with whom we spoke when we prayed to God. We are usually at a loss and try to change the meaning. Yet our minds find nothing in Scripture that does not go back to him, nothing that will allow us to stray from him. Our thoughts must then be awakened to keep their vigil of faith. We must realize that the one whom we were contemplating a short time before in his nature as God took to himself the nature of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men and found to be a man like others. He humbled himself by being obedient even to accepting death. As he hung on the cross, he made the psalmist's words his own. My God, why have you forsaken me? We pray to him as God. He prays for us as a servant. In the first case, he is the creator. In the second, a creature. Himself unchanged, he took to himself our created nature in order to change it and made us one man with himself, head and body. We then pray to him, through him, in him, and we speak along with him and he along with us.
Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name.
Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full.
I promise you that the Father will give you anything you ask for in my name.
Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
Let us pray. Enlighten, O God of compassion, the hearts of your children, sanctified by penance, and in your kindness grant those you stir to a sense of devotion a gracious hearing when they cry out to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, don't get into an argument with Jesus. He'll always win. From the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Jesus then said to the Jews who had believed in him,
if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
We are descendants of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it that you say you will be made free?
Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not continue in the house forever. The Son continues forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father.
Abraham is our father.
If you were Abraham's children, you would do what Abraham did, but now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth which I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You do what your father did.
We were not born of fornication. We have one father, even God.
If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded and came forth from God. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Redemption continues. In fact, it's going on all of the time, and we are, or should be, participants in it. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The apparent failure of Christ on the cross becomes a glorious redemption for all men when they decide that this is what they want. We receive in abundance the fruits of Jesus' love for us on the cross. The work of salvation is taking place within the unfolding of the same human history that harbors evil. It goes forward in the midst of our failings and our denials and secures its end by our loving response to our Lord's heroic sacrifice. Lent is a good time to recall that the redemption is being carried out daily, and for us to stop and consider the moments when Christ's victory is shown most clearly. Each time the sacrifice of the cross is celebrated, that sacrifice through which Christ offered himself as an oblation for us, the work of our redemption is being carried out. Each Mass is of infinite value. The fruits of it for each of the faithful depend upon their personal disposition. We can apply to the Mass and to our participation in it what St. Augustine said, "It is not possible for me to love in a mean fashion, since I should have engraved upon my heart that it was for me he died, nailed to the cross." The redemption was carried out just once in the Passion, the death and resurrection of Jesus, and is renewed in each of us in a particularly intense way when we intimately take part in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The redemption is carried out also, albeit in a different manner from that of our actual participation in the Mass, in each one of our interior conversations with our Lord. When we make a good confession, when we receive with piety the sacraments, which are like channels of grace, pain offered up to our Lord in reparation for our sins, which deserve a far greater punishment, for our eternal salvation and for that of all the world, makes us co-redeemers with Christ. What was useless and destructive becomes something of incalculable value. The sickness of someone in the hospital, the predicament of the mother of a family who faces up to problems which seem overwhelming, bad news which hurts us deeply, the problems we encounter each day, the mortifications we undertake or accept, all serve for the redemption of the world if we place them on the paten together with the bread which the priest is offering in the Holy Mass. It might seem to us that these are very small things, and so, taken separately, they are, like the drops of water which the priest adds to the wine in the offertory. However, in the same way that these drops of water join with the wine to become the blood of Christ, the actions, even the little ones which we offer, will acquire an immense value in the eyes of God, because we have joined them to Jesus' sacrifice. The sinner who has been pardoned and with his own mortification, physical or spiritual, sought or unwelcome, unite himself to the Passion of Jesus, who has obtained the pardon for him. Thus it is that we become co-redeemers with Christ. We turn to the Virgin Mary so that she may show us how to live our vocation as co-redeemers with Christ in our ordinary lives. "What did you feel," we ask Our Lady in the intimacy of our prayer, "when you saw your Son crucified?" "I do understand when I see that your Son had need of it, when I understand that we, your children, need it, all the grief and pain and sorrow that you accepted without hesitation." Fiat. It is a new "be it done to me" in your life, a new way of accepting the work of co-redemption. Thank you, Mother of mine. Grant me this resolute attitude of surrender, of being completely forgetful of myself, so that by learning from you what the work of co-redemption demands, all I may do to bring souls to God will seem to me to be very little. But remember to come and meet me as I go on my way, for alone I will not know how to go forward. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 13 minutes before the hour, and we join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O Lord, in your light we see light itself.
O Lord, in your light we see light itself.
Sin speaks to the sinner in the depths of his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes.
He so flatters himself in his mind that he knows not his guilt. In his mouth are mischief and deceit, all wisdom is gone.
He plots the defeat of goodness as he lies on his bed. He has set his foot on evil ways. He clings to what is evil.
Your love, O Lord, reaches to heaven, your truth to the skies. Your justice like God's mountain, your judgments like the deep.
To both man and beast you give protection. O Lord, how precious is your love. My God, the sons of men find refuge in the shelter of your wings.
They feast on the riches of your house. They drink from the stream of your delight. In you is the source of life, and in your light we see light.
Keep on loving those who know you, doing justice for upright hearts. Let the foot of the proud not crush me, nor the hand of the wicked cast me out.
See how the evildoers fall. Flung down, they shall never arise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are the source of unfailing light. Give us true knowledge of your mercy, so that we may renounce our pride and be filled with the riches of your house.
O Lord, in your light, we see light itself.
O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power.
O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power.
Strike up the instruments, a song to my God with timbrels. Chant to the Lord with cymbals. Sing to him a new song, exalt and acclaim his name.
A new hymn I will sing to my God. O Lord, great are you and glorious, wonderful in power and unsurpassable.
Let your every creature serve you. For you spoke, and they were made. You sent forth your spirit, and they were created. No one can resist your word.
The mountains to their bases, and the seas are shaken. The rocks, like wax, melt before your glance. But to those who fear you, you are very merciful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power.
Exalt in God's presence with hymns of praise.
Exalt in God's presence with hymns of praise.
All peoples, clap your hands. Cry to God with shouts of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, we must fear, great King over all the earth.
He subdues peoples under us and nations under our feet. Our inheritance, our glory, is from him. Given to Jacob out of love.
God goes up with shouts of joy. The Lord goes up with trumpet blast. Sing praise for God. Sing praise. Sing praise to our King. Sing praise.
God is King of all the earth. Sing praise with all your skill. God is King over the nations. God reigns on his holy throne.
The princes of the peoples are assembled. With the people of Abraham's God, the rulers of the earth belong to God who reigns over all.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God, King of all peoples and all ages, it is your victory we celebrate as we sing with all the skill at our command. Help us always to overcome evil by good, that we may rejoice in your triumph forever.
Exalt in God's presence with hymns of praise.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The Lord God opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me,
my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
If you are faithful to my teaching, says the Lord, you will indeed be my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
If you are faithful to my teaching, says the Lord, you will indeed be my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Let us pray. Blessed be God, the giver of salvation, who decreed that mankind should become a new creation in himself when all would be made new. With great confidence, let us ask him.
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
Lord, you promised a new heaven and a new earth. Renew us daily through your Spirit.
That we may enjoy your presence forever in the heavenly Jerusalem.
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
Help us to work with you to make this world alive with your Spirit.
And to build on earth a city of justice, love, and peace.
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
Free us from all negligence and sloth.
And give us joy in your gifts of grace.
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
Deliver us from evil.
And from slavery to the senses, which blinds us to goodness.
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
In silence we pause to remember our own petitions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Enlighten, O God of compassion, the hearts of your children, sanctified by penance, and in your kindness grant those you stir to a sense of devotion, a gracious hearing when they cry out to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And so a new day begins. Morning Air is coming right up with John and Glenn, Patrick Madrid a bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.